This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak with Mike Spence, who's the president of the California Republican Assembly, about Proposition 71. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Good to be with you.
Now, I'm looking at the California Republican Assembly website. You've got your positions on all the propositions that people will be voting on this fall. Your position on Proposition 71 is that you oppose it. Why?
Well, it's clear that Proposition 71 is a $3 billion bond that really costs taxpayers $6 billion.
Okay.
And so that's one reason. And then on top of it, it allows human cloning, and it also prioritizes medical research in the state constitution in such a way to be harmful to many of the other programs that government operates.
Okay, let me ask you one thing first. As I read it, it outlaws human cloning.
No, it outlines some types of cloning. It outlaws what's called reproductive cloning.
Right.
So in other words, if you clone something and then clone a human and then allow the human to grow up to be a child,
right,
that's outlawed. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't outlaw cloning that's so-called therapeutic.
Right.
In other words, it allows cloning as long as you grow the clone to a certain stage and then you kill it and use its parts for experimentation. It's actually very tricky language they use in there. It talks about somatic cell transfers. They actually try to hide the word cloning, by using scientific language, but cloning is absolutely a constitutional right if Prop 71 passed.
Okay, so let's focus on that just a little bit more, because I've read it pretty closely, and it seems to say that if you've got a blastocyst, you can take out the cell mass inside and get the stem cells and do what you want with those, but I didn't see anything in it that said you can start growing. I'm sorry?
You can clone those. Though.
Yes, you can.
Talks about cloning them. Absolutely.
Right, right. You can clone those. You can reproduce those. I mean, that's what stem cells do. They reproduce themselves in exact copies, which I guess is cloning.
Right, it's cloning, exactly. So it is cloning.
But
what they've done is they've made it so that as long as you clone it,
right,
and kill it, it's legal. If you clone it and let the human live, then that's outlawed.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we can get some other people in and talk about this in more depth. But as far as I understood it, the process doesn't involve anything above the cellular level. There are no body parts. There are.
Well, actually, what it does is it creates a new bureaucracy that governs this whole process.
Right.
And actually, if you read the language, not only does it give this bureaucracy the power to suspend the Open Meetings Law Act,
right,
so that things can be done in secret, but it also gives them the power to waive human medical research guidelines.
You're talking about the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine.
If it passes, correct. It allows them to waive medical research guidelines for humans. And so it's clear that we don't know exactly what kind of experimentation would be authorized, by this agency that actually has a self-interest in funding these kinds of things to begin with.
Okay, now, politically or administratively or legally, this is a constitutional amendment, right?
Correct.
Are all parts of it incorporated into the Constitution down to
most of it is, some of it is not.
Okay.
But most of it is.
And what you're saying then is that it puts into the Constitution these powers that are given to this bureaucracy to do,
right,
as you say.
Right, we're going to give this new bureaucracy $6 billion.
Right.
$3
billion. You have to
pay $3 billion plus $3 billion in interest.
Right.
$3 billion to hand out. You're right.
Right.
$3 billion, and that will cost us $6 billion. And then on top of that, this agency can do their business in secret. They have no real oversight accountabilities from the governor or the legislature. It takes more votes to change this law than it does to pass a budget in California.
Right. How much
and
does it take? How many votes?
It takes 70%.
Okay.
So, and then on top of that, they have the power to suspend human research guidelines. And in addition to that, they have a crazy formula for funding projects. The criteria is not whether or not their experiments have any scientific success. The criteria is whether or not it receives funding from other sources.
Right.
And so it's really a convoluted way. Normally, agencies and, scientists want to fund projects that show success. And there's a lot of success in stem cell research using adult stem cells that will not be funded by this. And the things that will be funded are the things that no one else, including Wall Street, the federal government, or other state governments are willing to fund.
Well, then,
and that is an unscientific way to fund medical research.
Here's another provision. It's my understanding that 25% of this $3 billion is going to be spent for, quote, facilities. Is that right?
Possibly, yes. I mean, it all depends on how it's allocated, but yes.
And do you favor or oppose that particular provision?
Well, we oppose this. This is the wrong way to go about scientific medical research.
Okay.
I mean, it's a wrong... You're placing the state constitution percentages on how things are going to be spent rather than looking at what's actually needed, what's successful, and that's the real... That's one of the problems with this. In addition to the price tag, in addition to the unaccountable bureaucracy, and in addition to the fact that you can clone human beings.
From a conservative, fiscally sound Republican point of view, what do you understand is the logic in putting taxpayer funds behind an effort that private venture capitalist funds haven't? Well, I mean, that's the question.
Well, there is no logic. There is no logic in doing that. And you know, you can't find private venture capital. You can't get other research money, and to use taxpayer money for that doesn't make any sense because. The market's already decided that the research isn't worthwhile, as has science. But what you have is you have some scientists and you have some venture capitalists that have coughed up some big money in order to try to get a bigger amount of money from the taxpayers of California.
So it's kind of an investment of venture capital money to get more taxpayer money.
Exactly.
Bill Gates put up $400,000 in support of this last week.
Right. There's been lots of... millionaires that have been coughing up money.
And now, as a conservative Republican, how do you feel about many investors who are conservative Republicans putting money up to get taxpayer money to enrich themselves?
Well, you know, we oppose that, and obviously that's one of the problems with these kinds of special interest bond measures that are placed on the ballot. I don't think Bill Gates is a Republican, but there are some Republicans that are hoping to benefit through the ballot box, and that's one of the reasons this kind of ballot box bond is bad.
I've looked at politically, they have about $12 million in their campaign chest, and lots of it shows on the website. It's
right.
My understanding that what kind of, besides the opposition of CRA, what other organizations are opposing 71, and what kind of money do they have to spend against the $12 million that the organizers of the initiative do?
Well, they don't have much money, the people opposed to it. The coalition is actually kind of interesting, because what you have is you have a lot of people that are opposed from a conservative basis to the cloning and or the bond aspect of it. But there's also, if you look at the ballot arguments, several prominent feminists who oppose this because of the cloning as well as the corporate greed aspect of it.
Right.
So there's a lot of organizations. It's a kind of an eclectic group of people who just realize this is very, very bad government policy. Peter Schrags, another columnist,
right,
who's, you know, a liberal who opposes this because of the ballot box budgeting aspect of it. And so
in fact,
I mean,
from what you just said, the part of this coalition is conservative Republicans against corporate greed.
Absolutely. And a conservative Republican, you know, from our standpoint, the CRA should be opposed to this kind of corporate greed.
Okay. I haven't researched it completely. I'm trying to find out what the royalty provisions are. But it's my understanding that most of the profits, should all of the moral and ethical and scientific barriers be overcome and great discoveries are made that yield billions of dollars in revenue and profits, who's going to get that money? The people of California who put up the $3 billion or somebody else?
Well, there's some royalties that are supposed to go back to the state of California if these things become successful.
Right.
But the problem with that is they're investing. The criteria for investment is the lack of other funding. And so in the reality, the prospect of any royalty payments is very, very small.
You mean you're saying that the provisions of the proposition say that the money has to go into places where no money has gone so far?
Right, exactly.
So
yeah, look at it. There's a prioritization written into it that prioritizes experiments and stem cell research that others are not willing to fund.
But, so by definition, the money's going to be invested in things that the general market has decided aren't worth investing in.
Right, and so the odds of getting a great royalty payment are pretty small. I mean, I could tell you, I'll give you 50% of all that I make off my cheese experiments that will, you know, cure cancer.
Right.
You know, but the odds of those being successful are very, very small.
Okay, now part of the politics here, it seems to me, and it seems just under the surface in the language of the supporters of Prop 71, is that because President Bush has outlawed the use of federal funds to do embryonic stem cell research, it's necessary for California to take the lead and move ahead in that area. That is the argument they're making, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and they're appealing to people's fears of getting sick, absolutely.
Okay, and so how do you feel about their argument that it's President, the implicit argument they're making that it's President Bush's policy about embryonic stem cell research funding by the federal government that's making this necessary?
Well, actually, that's not true, because the federal government does fund embryonic stem cell research.
Only for the lines that were out there already.
And lines that were created, correct.
Right.
So that's the first time in history we've done that.
Right, okay.
And so there's never been a problem with that in the past of finding funding for things the federal government doesn't pass.
And, of course, there's no reason why private money can't go for the research into embryonic stem cells, because there is no federal or other law prohibiting it, is there?
Right, correct.
Absolutely. All right. Okay, any last thing you want to say about it? Oh, well, so what I wanted you to focus on this. The proponents have $12 million in the bank. The opponents have about $100,000. How are
the
they going to...
The polling showed it's kind of even.
The polling is even? Okay.
Yeah, and we're still waiting to see where the governor is.
Right.
There's lots of issues before this plays out that we'll see. I think the message of the opponents can sell if we can get enough money together.
Okay, because the governor's been pretty seriously not involved in this so far.
Right, so far, but, you know, if he's worried about budgets, he should oppose this because of the interest payments that will have to be made from the general treasury.
So both the interest payments of $3 billion and and the initial outlay of $3 billion is all
taxpayer money.
All state taxpayer money.
That's right, and so if you're concerned about balancing budgets, you should oppose it.
From what you know, those $3 billion in bonds... Are the people who are the people or organizations that are going to buy those bonds and make that $3 billion? I'm sorry?
Wall Street will. I mean, there's investors that will, because these are guaranteed by the state of California.
And some of the, which of course has the lowest credit rating in the nation right now, but it's still good for the money, I'm sure.
Right, exactly.
Are some of those people the same people who are supporting the initiative and who will be getting the profits from it, from the companies that they own?
I don't know. I haven't seen any Wall Street brokers show up.
Right.
But definitely some of the people that are invested hope to get some of the research money.
So the Wall Street investors will get the $3 billion in interest, and the local California venture capitalists will get the $3 billion in expenditures.
Right, correct.
Okay. Just one last point here on the philosophical monetary issue. Do you think it's appropriate for taxpayer money to pay for research and development, and then when that research and development bears fruit, for private investors to make the bulk of the money from the public investment in the project?
Well, I think that creates a public benefit, and I think that's a problem that has to be addressed on lots of levels.
Okay. Because the same thing works for drugs in general and the federal level, and the NIH does the research. How does CRA or you feel about that?
I don't think we've actually taken a position on it, but generally I'm opposed to those kinds of subsidies.
Okay. Okay, so just summarize the CRA position on Prop 71.
We oppose Prop 71, and you can see the whole list of our initiatives at ca-ra.org.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, bye.